Effective July 3rd, parks, highways, streams, and the Little Susitna River will be closed to king salmon fishing. Disappointing king salmon runs in south central Alaska have resulted in sport fishing closures in many a popular fishing hole. The Susitna Valley's Deshka River closed to kings earlier this month. Kodiak's Ayakulik River is closed to king sport fishing, and even Anchorage's Ship Creek closed to king anglers yesterday for the duration of the summer. Matt Miller is a regional management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says it's difficult to say why king salmon returns have been so low.
There's several of the systems and the returns throughout South Central that aren't producing. We're not seeing real good returns. And the short answer is we don't know. We're seeing it with the hatchery fish that we've released and are returning, and with the wild stocks, which would suggest that it's something happening out in the ocean, that it wasn't a freshwater problem, or we weren't seeing it for one specific thing. So it probably wasn't weather or a flood event or something like that related. So those indicators would suggest that it's something out in the ocean, but what that is, we don't know.
Are there other salmon species being affected? I know that at least in one Kodiak creek, the sockeye fishing is curtailed.
It's kind of interesting. It's, as you had said, throughout South Central, we're seeing, as a general trend, fairly low productivity on the king salmon returns. Nooshaghaq out in Bristol Bay seems to be showing up pretty well. Not sure why that would be an exception, but that one seems to be producing pretty well so far. But on the other hand, mostly we're seeing pretty good indications of good sockeye returns. We just had a bag limit increase on the Russian. Some of the systems down in Kodiak, the Ayakulik, seen some pretty good sockeye returns. And then right around the corner from the Ayakulik, the Karluk, which has very poor sockeye returns right now. So we're just starting to see some of these sockeye come back. So we're kind of anxiously waiting to see what those returns are going to look like this year.
So far, it's the kings that are pretty much standing out. Is there any truth to the opinion that it could be Pacific decadal oscillation?
Well, that's one theory. It's an interesting one. There could be something to it. There may not be. There's most likely a number of things out in the ocean that are affecting it. I'd be very hesitant to say that it's any one thing, and certainly couldn't say that because there isn't any research pointing to any one thing. It's also, I think, important to note that this happens fairly regularly with salmon stocks. I mean, we've gone through this before with the kings back in the, I think it's the early 90s. We had some years of low productivity, and then it kind of turns around and comes back. It's part of it is the natural cyclic nature of these fish stocks. We went through this with coho, the silver salmon, throughout South Central in, I guess it was about the mid-90s. We had several years of low productivity. Coho returns and the runs were pretty weak. We went through Board of Fish actions to reduce fisheries, and we're really concerned about it. And the last couple of years, the coho returns have been really good. So part of it's just kind of the cyclic nature of these fisheries.
So are most of the closures, though, aimed at sports fish? Is commercial fishing taking a hit as well?
Yes, there have been closures for all the fisheries. In some cases, subsistence opportunities have been reduced, too. So there have been, in most of these systems, you'd have to look at it specifically on, you know, river by river, fishery by fishery. But for the most part, the returns have been low enough that there have been restrictions to the sport and the commercial fisheries, yes. So, I mean, like I said, there's interesting theories about why we're seeing low productivities, especially with the king salmon this year. But the bottom line is we have the tools to manage for that. We monitor the systems as many as we can, and we have index streams that we monitor. And when the numbers and the returns are looking poor, we do these restrictions in order to maintain and ensure that sustainability.
Matt Miller is with the Department of Fish and Game.